Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. All right, hey everyone, this is Kurt Clyden, and this is 3 for 3. And today on the show, we've got Jeet Banerjee, who is a 25-year-old serial entrepreneur, digital marketing consultant, and TEDx speaker out of Orange County, California. Jeet began his entrepreneurial journey at 17, and since then has launched over 10 companies. He has sold two of these businesses and helped jumpstart the businesses of others, and has spoken at conferences all around the world. So, hey Jeet, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, great. So we're talking today about digital marketing, particularly in the B2C silo. So Jeet, you're on the show today to share with the listeners three tips on digital marketing. Give us just a little bit of background on where you come from, what your perspective is on digital marketing before we jump into the tips.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned in the intro, I've kind of started 10 plus companies over the last 8 years that I've been an entrepreneur. And pretty much all my businesses have been online related. So one of the biggest sources of traffic and generating awareness and sales and branding for my businesses has been through online and digital marketing. So early on, I had to learn digital marketing because that was something that I felt like was kind of the future. And that's where I thought I could really thrive. So I have, for example, some of the things that I've been able to accomplish with digital marketing is one of my companies called StatFuse. It was a online application that would help high school students get into college. We grew that company to 250,000 users without spending a single dollar, just solely using digital marketing. So like that's some of the different things that I've kind of been able to accomplish with digital marketing, but that's kind of my background in it. I also ran a digital marketing agency for a little while. So really helping other businesses with their social media campaigns and search engine campaigns and all these plethora of different things. So I'm pretty well versed in it and have learned quite a lot from my own applications and from applying it for other businesses.
Yeah, Gio, I was just listening to one of your TEDx speeches online, and I know you talked about in that I think it was in third grade you started your first website. It's obviously something that's been really interesting to you, getting into the digital arena. What attracted this particular kind of aspect of it to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Ever since I was young, like I always just used the internet. I was a fortunate enough kid where I had a computer at the house. And for some reason, something about the computer just fascinated me. And I think it was particularly the fact that anything I really wanted to look up, I could just go on the computer, type it in, and boom, it was right there for me. So ever since a young age, I really, really loved the internet and I loved the computer. Spent a lot of time playing computer games and like drawing on paint and just doing all these things on the computer. And so when I wanted to jump into entrepreneurship, it almost felt like natural that the first idea that I came up with was something about making websites and being on the computer.
Yeah. Hey, right on. That's how I know you're an OG. If you're drawing on paint, then you remember what that was like. That's the good old days there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good stuff. All right, so let's jump into it, man. So hit us off. What do you see coming down the roads for digital marketing? What would be your first tip?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of looking at the forecast of like what's happening with digital marketing, I think the use of like AI is going to be absolutely huge. And I think that's a trend that is maybe like a couple of years until it really hits a peak. But AI pretty much just stands for artificial intelligence. And I think being able to create marketing campaigns that utilize artificial intelligence is going to be huge. One of the big things that I've seen, and I'm sure many others have seen, are these things called Facebook Messenger bots. And that's like the most base level of artificial intelligence and its use in marketing, right? But pretty much what these messenger bots do is, let's say you have a brand and someone contacts you or someone agrees to get information from you or something like that. They'll go on this brand, they'll go on the Facebook page, hit a button, and this automated bot will just kind of answer a bunch of questions almost as if it's a real person based on what responses you give. And I think any business, anybody that can really get more acquainted and deeper into AI marketing, they're going to be ahead of the game by a few years. So that's the first tip that I have when it comes to social media and digital marketing. The second big tip that I have is I think that Instagram is one of the most powerful social media platforms out there right now, whether you're a business, whether you're an individual, no matter what your kind of role is. And I think Instagram is doing so many different things that are key for a business. So for example, you have almost all the elements that that was in Snapchat with quite a few of the elements in Facebook all integrated as one. And for any business that's really looking to kind of make a splash in 2018 or 2019, if they put together a really solid social media campaign, I think that's going to be huge through Instagram, like doing Instagram lives and Instagram stories and things of that nature. And then the third and final thing that I think is huge that I've been doing for my businesses for about 6 to 12 months, and I think it's going to go upwards, is influencer marketing. So pretty much what that means is finding not necessarily like celebrities or actors, actresses, basketball players, stuff like that. But there's a ton of people that have a lot of influence that may be a blogger or a photographer or something along those lines. And really just tapping into those individuals on social media that really have an audience that caters to your brand, and being able to have them be an ambassador for your brand or post about your brand and things like that. So those are the three biggest tips that I'd probably share.
Hey, all right. Right off the bat, number one, two, and three, use of AI, and number two, Instagram, and then influencer marketing. So I think a lot of people at this point have heard of AI and familiar with what that means. And I would say, you know, depending on where you're coming from, if you're a small to medium business, you may say AI is beyond me. It's too techy for me. What have you seen? Are there entry points for those that may not have like a super huge budget to work with something with AI to make that work for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like kind of what I was mentioning earlier about the Facebook Messenger bots and stuff like that. I found some like automated scripts and softwares that are already out there that literally takes maybe like an hour at the most, and you could set up your entire dialogue. So like if person says yes, then give them XYZ script. If person says no, give them XYZ script. And I think the program for that one was like 50, 60 bucks a month. And then it just kind of scaled upwards depending on how many messages or how many people you're talking to. So I definitely think there's going to be a lot more software like that coming out in the future that's going to be affordable and accessible to everyday people. And I think if people are kind of looking for a little bit more advanced stuff, there's a lot of like techie people that are in the AI space that are offering these services as well. And I think if you go on sites like Upwork and stuff like that, you can probably find freelancers at a reasonable rate.
So talk to us about a little bit about Instagram now. Instagram has been around for a while now, and it started with its niche. You know, it started with very visual kind of elements of it. If you are a business that does not gravitate to having great images, visuals, do you think that Instagram still has the same value for, let's say, a national park where you're going to have some great sunsets and great visuals to share?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think back in the day, maybe a few years back, it was true. Like if you weren't a visual business, Instagram was very hard to master. But the two things that they've kind of added that have had a huge impact on making Instagram more comprehensive has been the Instagram stories and the Instagram lives. So for a business or a brand, an Instagram story is huge because it's just another way to show people what goes on within your business every day, right? Like everyone's kind of curious to know if someone's a fan of your brand, they want to know kind of behind the scenes what's going on. And it's just a great way to stay connected with an audience. And I think Instagram lives are extremely powerful because they did what basically Periscope and some of these other places were doing. And I've seen some Instagram lives, you know, that do very, very well where it's nothing visual, it's nothing special. It's maybe the owner of the company sitting at his desk and just talking and just sharing value or sharing tips or talking about new product launches or kind of whatever it is. So I think Instagram has really gravitated towards being fully comprehensive. Obviously, if you're trying to create posts for the feed and stuff like that, the better the visual appeal of the content, the more kind of reception it'll get. But with the stories and the Instagram lives, I think there's a lot of room for businesses and brands to kind of be well known.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. I've got one question for you on influencer marketing end of things here. So it's an end of things that, as you said, you don't have to go to the celebrities to engage with it. But how does someone enter into this market? How do you find the right kind of person to be able to represent your brand, who can trust to represent your brand, which is a big thing these days. You got to make sure you've got someone, a blogger, someone who's really into social media that you can, that is not going to, you know, have some sort of scandal next week. Mm-hmm. How can you enter into that and feel comfortable doing that, having an outside representative promote your product, your brand, whatever it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I like to do is so in order to find this individual, you know, I'll kind of, because everyone has their own business or their own niche or space. So out of that niche or space, I'm kind of looking for, like, you can use hashtags on social media and you can just connect with like your competitors' pages and like-minded pages and just see who's kind of following those pages, engaging with those pages. And typically by doing that, after a few days, you can really isolate and figure out, man, the top five influencers or the top five most renowned people that talk on this subject are X, Y, and Z. Then kind of what I like to do is I don't like to just reach out to them right off the bat and be like, hey, let's do an influencer deal. I'll just follow them and I'll just kind of see what happens for a few weeks, see what kind of posts they make, how receptive people are to their content, what's their engagement like, are they like, you know, like maybe having a crazy Saturday night and posting some crazy things that maybe will not be good for my brand, just in case they post on Friday night about my brand. So I just try to do my homework on the individual, the influencer, whoever it is. And once I know for sure it's like a solid match, that's when I'll kind of go in and reach out and establish those terms. And I think that's the key, is don't rush into it. Do your homework and do your due diligence essentially before making a decision.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip. So many folks that want to get into something like this, they just find someone and then automatically outreach. If you're not understanding where they've been or what kind of directions they're going, you open yourself up to those problems there.
Absolutely.
Everything I've heard about influencer marketing is it's still kind of the Wild West of marketing. It has not had a lot of boundaries put around it. So when it comes down to when you're doing that outreach, sounds like you're testing the waters, seeing what if they're interested in participating with promoting a brand or a product, mm-hmm. and then coming up with a negotiation of something that matches both sides. Do you have any other thoughts along what is good to make both parties happy here? Because you really don't want to have someone that is an influencer that just comes on and says, "All right, I like to use product XYZ, and have a great day." So how do you manage that part of the relationship to make sure that they're comfortable with it too?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that I kind of make sure that they're comfortable with it too. So the one thing that I also look for is try to find an influencer that doesn't promote everything. Because if they're promoting everything, that means their audience is already so sold at that they're probably sick and tired of it, right? So that's like another thing that I'll look for, is I'll look for an influencer that's not just going to say yes to me right away. They're going to ask me questions about my brand and my products and kind of tell me like, hey, only if it's a high quality product, do I want to work with you? I want to make sure that they've got some kind of like criteria themselves, because that tells me that, you know, they're not just taking any deal left and right. And so that's kind of one of the things that I do when I try to maintain that relationship. And then the second thing that I try to do when maintaining that relationship is I don't try to force them to create a specific piece of content, right? If they're successful on their social media platform because they've been creating content in one way that appeals to their audience. So I really give them the freedom, like, here, this is my product. This is kind of what we do behind it. What's the best you can come up with that you're going to feel comfortable posting about on your page? And it's going to really appeal to your audience. So we try to give them a lot of freedom on our end to do that. So that's kind of what I recommend for those things. And another thing that I kind of, going back to the question before this, that I wanted to add was when trying to find influencers, focus on quality over quantity. A lot of people focus on, oh my God, this guy has 500,000 followers. He's a sure shot. But there's so many different criteria. Some people could have fake followers, dormant followers. There's just so many things that happen. And I always look for quality. I'd rather have a person that has 5,000 followers, but maybe gets like 1,000 likes and 500 comments, than someone that has 500,000 followers, but only like 800 likes. You know what I mean? So I think focusing on the quality and kind of checking out their posts over time is another great way to kind of pre-screen them.
Yeah, that's some of the best tips, some best advice I've heard on influencer marketing. And I love the idea of letting the influencer be part of that creative process. Sometimes you get a marketing agency that comes in, and of course I'm coming from the marketing side myself, they come up with pre-invested ideas, things, something that the client approved maybe, but you let the influencer have part of that conversation, and it feels a lot more natural. It's just going to come over a lot better with those that they're talking to and their audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. All right. Well, just a little recap here. Number one here was that use of AI in using different types of bots, some easy ways to get into it. Number two here, if you're not already in Instagram, particularly investing in some of the stories and some of that kind of opportunities, take a look at that for your company. And then number three, I've been talking about influencer marketing. All right, good stuff. Well, hey, people that want to learn more about you or connect with you, tell me what's the best way to do that? What are you up to these days?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to get in touch with me is through my personal website, which is jeetbanerjee.com, spelled JEETBANERJEE.com. I've got my blog, current projects, email address, social network platforms, all that good stuff. And then right now, the biggest project that I'm kind of working on that I'm really passionate about is this company called the Income Incubator. And pretty much what we do here is I've pretty much put together like a full-scale academy teaching people how to start their own online businesses. So it comes with like seven different online business courses, all businesses that I've genuinely started myself and that I feel are replicatable. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what I've got going on right now. And that's my biggest project. And yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. Tell me, I know you're out of the California area. Do you work with folks across the country, across the world, geographically? What's your range like?
Yeah, so it's all over the world because it's all online-based, the full academy, everything like that. So it's like pretty much like going to online school. So anyone from anywhere can do it.
Good stuff. Oh, I hope some of our listeners engage with that if they say it looks like a good fit for them. All right, first part of 3 for 3 is done. Let's do a few dad jokes here. Do you like jokes, Jeet?
I love jokes.
I can't guarantee these are any good. I mean, dad jokes are meant to be bad anyway. But so my goal here, I'm going to try to make you laugh at least one of these. If I make you laugh, I win the bet. If you can keep a straight face, you win the bet, and I owe you something here. So I typically give out a gift card or something. Do you have a certain type of something out your way that I could send you a gift card, a Starbucks or something?
Yeah, Starbucks works.
All right. You keep a straight face. I'll hit you up with a Starbucks gift card. On your end, anything that if I can get you to crack a smile?
Free book.
Free book.
I got a free book. Yep.
Good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what we've been doing is if I can get you to laugh, I'll give that away to one of our listeners, and I'm sure they'll enjoy that. All right, cool. Well, let's jump into it. Joke number one. What job title is like saying boy twice?
I don't know. Which one?
Mailman. That's bad.
Well, you got that one easy.
Let's see what we can do here. All right, so here's number two. Here's number two. All right. So why is it impossible to get a reservation at the library?
Why is that?
Well, they're completely booked. Sorry, man. I know they're pretty bad. But let's wrap it up. So are you a Star Wars fan?
So I've seen the last two Star Wars movies, so I'm kind of getting there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So this is a Star Wars joke. I know you'll get it. So how does Darth Vader like his toast?
I don't know. How does he?
On the dark side.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Well, maybe you can use those with your friends. They're fun for parties and whatever. But
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for being on the show today and appreciate the advice.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
This is Kurt Clyden, and I thank you for tuning in to another episode of 3 for 3. If you're not listening to the podcast through an app on your mobile phone, head over to the podcast app on your iPhone or to the Google Play app for Androids. Click on the search tool in the app, type in 3 for 3. That's the number 3, F-O-R, and then the number 3 again. And then subscribe so you can get every episode automatically. We have some great episodes coming up, so I hope you join us for more. See you next time.
3 for 3 is produced by the marketing gurus at Clyden & Associates in Akron, Ohio. Clyden & Associates is a full-service marketing communications agency that has been in business since 1975. For more information about the company, please visit Clyden.com, that's KLEIDON.com, or call 330-666-5984. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or sponsoring a show, please email Kurt, that's Kurt with a K, at Clyden.com. Until next episode, keep building a great business and always, always keep laughing.